get the Holy Ghost, and then you'd be born of him. But you still have to grow up into him. So grow. If you've tasted that God is gracious, if you've seen that God does good things for you, that he favors you, then you should know, I can grow in this. I can increase in godliness. I can increase in faith, in righteousness, in all good things. And we come to him as coming into a living stone that men disapprove of, but God has chosen it. It's precious. Ultimately, and you see that even to this day, people say, well, what do you mean? Everyone, you know, like in America, it's like 75% Christian. Most people don't have a problem with Christ. Oh, they do. When you start proclaiming the true gospel, there's problems. That can't be right. No, Paul. Even though anyone studied with me, if you honestly look at what I teach, I follow what the apostles teach precisely. I focus on the gospel. I don't focus on other things. I don't focus on days. I don't focus on times. I don't focus on hair. I don't focus on foods. Except as it pertains to righteousness. Which is the gospel. Jesus Christ came to turn us, every one of us, from our sins. The whole point of the gospel is this relief from sin. This deliverance from sin. Not just in a theoretical sense, but in a very real sense. We're coming to a living work, a living stone, this thing. And we're also like these living stones, and we're built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God. You know, what did he talk about things? He says, you know, in verse 7 of chapter 1, he says, you know, our faith might be found unto praise, to honor, to glory, by obtaining the things that God has ordained that we should obtain, and by undergoing the things he has ordained that we should suffer. These are all the spiritual sacrifices that are holy and acceptable to God. The spiritual things. You know, it's like, I have this sort of image coming into my mind of, you know, like, we think of sacrifice as the animal being killed, you know, and it's sort of like an event. And when the events come in our lives, whereby our lives are changed, whether it be temptation or some sort of thing, and then we overcome it, or we endure trials and so on and so forth, these things are acceptable to God. They're pleasing. They're holy to him. What did God say? He desires obedience and not sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So when we obey him, it is like that animal slain. It is more precious to him. Whether it be, you know, people say, oh, well, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Fine. There's all kinds of people praising God. Praise him in the knowledge of who he really is. Praise him in the knowledge of what he has really done for you. Not just words out of your mouth. I praise you, Lord, you're so good, blah. I'm just repeating the words on the page. I'm just repeating the words on the screen. There's things written up on the words, I don't know. But I'm just repeating the words that I see. I'm just repeating the words that I see. I'm just saying a bunch of words that don't mean anything to me. Is that how your worship is? Well then, I'm just dancing for no reason, because I'm supposed to dance before God, because it's pleasing to God that I should dance. You know, I mean, just because you make a big show. I'm not saying that people do it to make a big show in front of other people. I'm just saying, but just because you make a big show before God, even. I've danced around when nobody's around. Okay? Nobody's looking. In fact, the first time I ever leapt and danced because of my joy in God was no one was around. I was a little ashamed of it at first. You know, it's kind of like, you know, because you're from your youth, you're sort of taught, you know, religion has to be more, you know. But then when people, you know, when a rock star gets up and gyrates around like a complete idiot, it's like, oh, wow, he's so cool. You know, but if you do it in church, you're like, bizarro to some people. But to other people, it's like, you know, they look at that, they say, oh, wow, you know, he's spiritual. But don't do that. If you do that, or anything, praising God, or celebrating, or joying in the Lord, it's not a sacrifice to him unless it's in truth. He wants to, you know, his sacrifice always had to be unblemished, unspotted. Does that mean I can't sacrifice to God unless I'm perfect? Well, sorry, I just had to get rid of that. Every sacrifice that is made to God must be perfect. But I'm looking at, like, the things we obtain in God. Like, let's say, you know, the righteousness he gave me when he turned me from drugs and alcohol. You know, that work was perfect. And when I join that perfect work in a perfect joy, that is acceptable to God. Again, things get old. You know, it's like the sacrifice was to be eaten that same day. So we want to move on God, in God. Move on with God. We want to grow into this holy priesthood, a spiritual, holy. You know, all these words, these great and powerful words of these spiritual things, divine things. We want to do things that are acceptable to God. God has already declared what is acceptable to him. Be holy, as I am holy. And then he quotes the scripture, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. But a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. This is kind of a composite of Psalm 118, verse 22, and Isaiah 8:14. And I think in Isaiah 28 as well. Behold, I lay in Zion a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth on him shall not make haste. But it is also a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to those who are disobedient, those who do not believe. Because when I say, and when I preach the true Christ, when I say Christ wants to deliver you from all your sins, he's going to make you to walk in righteousness and uprightness. That's not right. And they get, people actually get visibly angry. And I wish they were still listening. I do. As I would say, I wish that all those could be saved and let me be accursed. Because it just seems such a... As a human being, I'm very moved at the plight of my fellow humans. But you know, grace is not mine to give, it's God's to give.